La maudite des Vichaux.
I have seen the dark shadows moving in the woods, and I have no doubt that whatever I have resurrected through this book is sure to come calling for me.
David, you look absolutely terrific, honestly. You've got light blue on.
This is where the worst begins. This is where we must stop. For beyond is the work of madness. The nightmare of insane murder and lingering death. Get inside and lock your doors. Close your windows.
Someone is watching you. Someone is waiting for you. Someone wants to scare you to death.
This is Albert from the Tuesday Show. You're listening to the goddamn Dave Hill Show, now on a flipping Monday.
No. You're an angel witch. I nailed it. Is this... What happened?
Sorry.
God, Jesus.
My fault.
Welcome back.
Chris. Hello, and welcome to the Dave Hill Good Time Hour with me, Dave Hill, mentioned earlier. How are you doing, boy criminal Chris Griesbeck?
Fantastic. I'm great. How are you?
I'm like really jet lagged. I'm back from Kenya. Who's echoing?
That was me.
Who the fuck is echoing?
I apologize. I wanted you to talk about me.
Oh, I'm going to. I was getting to you.
I know.
Right. How are you doing, New Jersey Chicken Rancher Des?
Just as good, if not better, than Chris. Fantastic.
Nice. Excellent.
Welcome home.
Thank you. You're probably wondering, did I see? I'll just get into it. Monday, I saw a baboon steal a loaf of bread from a bunch of school children. And it was the most entertaining thing I've ever seen in my life, I think.
Yeah.
Makes every shot you had to get worth it.
It was amazing.
I think whenever an animal steals food from a human, it's...
Or another animal,
yeah.
It was better than Hamilton. I would definitely say it was better than Hamilton, because I saw Hamilton last week.
Wow.
And I'd say the baboon stealing the loaf of bread was a lot more entertaining. And I don't mean that as an insult to Hamilton. I'm just saying.
You didn't get video of this, though.
No.
Damn it.
I was just in the moment. Things are different in Kenya. We're just living.
Yeah, I thought your Instagram was awesome. All the videos and stuff you were posting from there.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I wish I did. I actually did reach for my phone to try to catch the baboon, but he was gone. He kept looking back too, like to see if they were chasing.
He knew he was getting away with something.
Yeah, it was so great. It was just nice. Truly...
How tall a baboon?
Where'd they go? About 3.5 feet? 4 at most? Mm. Standing erect?
He was maybe... He probably could have been 3 feet, but he was like, you know, scampering about.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was amazing. And all the kids were so excited. Like, they were psyched, as you could imagine.
They're talking about it 5 days later, too, just like you are.
They'll be talking about it years from now. When I was in grade school, the best thing that happened is they made tater tots a la carte.
One time?
No, like,
oh,
just
you mean,
regularly.
That is pretty good.
Regularly. We have an amazing guest tonight. Let's just get right to it and not fuck around. He's a dear friend. He's a comedian. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's a musician. He's an amazing photographer. He's in the new hit TV series, or streaming series, Peacemaker. He's in the hit movie Suicide Squad.
I don't have a
ladies and gentlemen, there. Oh, there it is. That was slick. I like that you just showed. Here, put it back. Where's the graphic? There it is.
Chris is up in his game.
That's the stuff.
I mean, it's been my wallpaper for the past month, so.
Are you serious?
No. But I do love Peacemaker so much.
Ask him.
He does. He texts me about it all the time. Let's bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve A. Mr. Steve.
Just say it. It's a mess. Just say it. Steve A.G.
Steve A.G.
A.G. Yeah.
Steve, you shaved your beard.
That's right. People are a lot less likely to shout "die beard" when you shave it off.
Are you getting that a lot?
Yeah.
Can imagine.
It's good. It means people are watching.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone put that on my Instagram post.
Yeah, I bet they did.
That's how I know when something's I know something's a craze if someone comments about it.
Dave, you look sunburned.
I got really sunburned. You'd be shocked, but Kenya is not my it's not my sweet spot in terms of climates.
You're like a more of an Alaska during the 18-hour nights.
Yeah, that's from my I don't tan very easily. And it wasn't even that hot in Kenya. That was the thing I was expecting. I was expecting it to be a lot hotter. It wasn't that hot. I just don't. I can't really handle any amount of direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You do you tan? You don't tan very well.
I tan.
You strike me as you might not tan that much better than I do.
No, not at all. No way.
You would have loved Kenya, though.
I was in Kenya.
You were?
Yeah.
When were you in Kenya?
Just recently. I had a horrible time, though. I gave some bread to a bunch of kids while I went in to buy some cigarettes. I came out of the convenience store, and they were saying, "A monkey stole your bread, sir." Yeah, right. Fucking liars. Oh, I just hopped on a plane and came back.
I could see it. It's a haul. 13 hours there, 15 back.
Oh, that's no good.
No.
And you had to get like 30 vaccines before you went there, right?
I was shot on 4 different occasions. It probably would have been 1 or 2, but on the first time I fainted after one of the shots. And I think they thought I was pretty soft and decided to break them up.
Did you have to get, it like malaria shots?
I think I'm taking malaria pills, but yeah, malaria, yellow fever, meningitis,
dengue,
hepatitis A, hepatitis B,
and
a lot of the other diseases out there today.
They wanted us to all take those when we went to Panama to do Suicide Squad, and most of the people didn't take anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In retrospect, I don't think I needed to do any of the shots. Like, I think it strikes me as, like, potentially antiquated notion of, like, that I'm going to be, like, getting up to all sorts of weird shit, like, in the brush or something.
In the bush.
Yeah. In the bush or whatever it's called. But I was basically drinking beer in the city most of the time. Like, I don't think I needed it, but now I'm set.
Yeah, you're good for a while. Were you getting nightmares from the malaria pills? I know a lot of people would get nightmares from them.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, I have been getting nightmares. Maybe it's related.
Yeah, it's very look it up. It's a very common side effect.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people, not a lot of people, a lot of us didn't take anything, but some people were taking the malaria pills, and they stopped because they were all having, like, really horrifying nightmares.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe that explains it. All my nightmares are about my career, though. Could that be it?
No, that's just life.
That's just life.
Yeah.
Where are you now, Steve? Are you at home?
I'm in LA.
Yeah, so you finished Suicide Squad like right before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, we got back from Panama like last week of February.
Oh wow.
And we had 2 weeks. And then it all
started. Did you know it was kind of coming down the pike? Because there was a little lead time.
You know what's funny is we went down to Panama end of January 2020, and none of us really were afraid of it. And I remember going to the airport terminal in Atlanta to fly to Panama, and I met Idris Elba and Danielle Melchior, who played Ratcatcher. The three of us were flying down together. And Daniela showed up in a face mask. And it was the first time I'd seen somebody do that in an airport. And we gave her so much shit for wearing a mask. And then by the time we left Panama, we were all wearing masks.
The worm turns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that's how it was, though. Like, I remember over the course of a dinner I had in New York, like, I was at Jean's, where you and I went, Steve, that Italian place.
Oh, yeah,
where
we sat
at the bar. So I was there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever. And from the time I walked in and shook the bartender's hand. By the time I left, we were like just bumping knuckles. Like, because like everything was changed. It was like the big shift.
Mm, yeah.
Then it was all over.
Yeah.
But then you went. And you shot Peacemaker like in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, it was crazy. We got back and then all the lockdowns started. I hadn't found a place to live yet, having come back from 6 months of shooting. And I ended up staying in Dave Catching's place out in Joshua Tree for months, for most of 2020, and then I went to Vancouver. December 2020 to do Peacemaker, and we were there for 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Man.
And what was that like? Like,
the shooting was fun. It was crazy because the only reason we shot it in Vancouver was while they were doing pre-production and getting everything together, the pandemic was just off the rails here in Los Angeles. And so James was like, let's just go to Canada and shoot it because it's really not that bad up there. And so they committed to it, started building all the sets and everything up in Canada. And as soon as we got to Canada, it skyrocketed there and it came down here. They also got vaccines down here. We didn't get vaccines like in Canada till almost the end of shooting.
Wow.
Have you caught COVID yet?
No. Have you?
I did.
Oh, congratulations.
Not to brag. Thank you.
Which version?
I got Omicron, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, nice.
I did too. Yeah. Des is the only one who hasn't.
Yeah, I've been able to dodge it.
Yeah, me too. That's the one you want, is Omicron.
Oh, yeah. it's the designer strain.
Yeah, it's the good one.
Yeah, no, it's been it was honestly one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I'm back and better than ever.
When did you have it?
December.
So you're still feeling invincible.
Well, I think I told you, like, I don't have to get up and go to the bathroom anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dude, that's crazy. How can that be related, though?
I asked my doctor because I've had all these life improvements.
Other than your career.
Other than my career. Well, I stopped worrying about my career. I stopped worrying about things.
Hipster COVID.
Yeah. And then, and then, yeah, more powerful erections, everything.
It's great.
But you don't have to wake up in the night to go pee.
Nope. I mean, not like I used to. Like,
That was an automatic, like, no matter what, you knew it was coming?
I mean, normally I'm getting up like three times. Now I get up like 6:30.
630 times?
I used to 630 times.
Might as well not even go to sleep at that point.
I sleep on the bathroom floor.
You do pass out on the bathroom floor occasionally, so.
Who hasn't, though?
I haven't in a few months. But, no, and yeah, I told my doctor this, and she said sometimes you get a virus, and it resets your whole body.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm super psyched about it.
Well, good for
now.
Good for you and your prostate.
I'm feeling good about it.
For a movie.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's that new foreign film with the time travel.
There's an amazing documentary about queer history on streaming.
Have I told you about this classic where giant robots fight?
Or there's that one that most critics hated, but I thought was actually pretty good.
Ooh, I know. The one with the huge car chase, and then there's that scene where
the car jumps over the submarine.
Wow, who are you eclectic movie experts?
Well, I'm Ify Wadiway.
I'm Drea Clark.
And I'm Alonzo Duraldi. And together, we host the movie podcast Maximum Film.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
And you actually just walked into our recording booth.
Oh, weird. Sorry. I thought this was a video store.
You seem like a lady with a lot of problems.
Well, Manolo, we have a show to promote. It's called Dr. Game Show.
It's a family-friendly podcast where listeners submit games and we play them with callers from around the world.
Oh, sounds good. New episodes happen every other Wednesday on MaximumFun.org.
It's a fast and loose oasis of absurd innocence and naivete.
Are you writing a poem?
No, and just saying things from my memory. And it's a nice break from reality. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know. It sounds bad.
It comes with a 100% happiness guarantee.
It does not. Come for the games and stay for the chaos.
So what's going on with Peacemaker? These are spoiler questions.
No, there's no spoiler. We've done the whole season. There's no spoilers.
No, I mean, well, what's happening in season two?
Oh, I mean, other than the fact that we're doing one, I don't know. I don't know where we're shooting it. I don't know, you know, any of the directions he's going with the characters or the story. He hasn't written it yet. James is shooting Guardians of the Galaxy 3 right now till May or June, and then he'll have to edit them and...
Are you going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
No.
Ah.
I wish.
Why?
I don't know, man.
That's bullshit.
It's not up to me. It is bullshit.
How? Oh. Fuck that. Is that Groot going to be in it?
Probably. I'm sure he will be. Someone asked if my character will dye his beard. In season 2, I don't know. I hope not. I hope
there it is.
It was two years of having to, because when we did Suicide Squad, I showed up. James had asked me to grow my beard out because the character in the comic books has a beard. And he's like, let's make it look more like the comics. I want you to dye it too. And so we dyed it. And he was like, you know, it'd be really funny is if we made it look like obviously dyed. I was like, that's not that funny. It's funny on set, and then you say cut, and everyone goes home, and I'm stuck in fucking Whole Foods looking like an asshole. But we did it for Suicide Squad, and it's never referenced. It's just, it was 6 months of me with a shitty dyed beard. And then he told me he wrote this series, this spinoff, and he's like, I want to bring John Economist back. He's like, I want to make his beard even more obviously dyed. I want to see roots. And I was like, fuck, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm happy for the work. Okay. And then I got all the scripts, and I was really stoked to see that it paid off. Like, it's justified in the final episode.
Was Dye Beard in the script, or was that like an improvised? Yeah,
no, that was in the scripts.
It's was he writing season one while you guys were shooting Suicide Squad?
No, he, because of the pandemic, he had nothing to do. Like, he had no work. He had finished editing, and he just sat down and wrote, just on spec for nobody. He wrote 8 episodes in 8 weeks and went to Warner Brothers, and they're like, yeah, let's do this. And the drafts that came after that weren't much different than the original scripts that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, there's a good question here. Has Steve interacted a lot with Lloyd Kaufman?
No, I've been around him. James, you know, Lloyd Kaufman, the founder of Troma, gave James his first job. Well, James was doing stuff for Troma before he directed, but he gave him his first directing job, which was Tromeo and Juliet. And so to repay him, James has kind of done the Stan Lee thing where he puts him in all his movies, like a little cameo. Not even dialogue, but he's just kind of in the background, like an Easter egg in certain scenes. So I've been around a few times when Lloyd's been there, but
I know Lloyd.
I haven't hung out with him. Yeah, I think he's a New Yorker.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
We had him on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he got really mad. I can't remember why he got mad at like a caller.
he was swearing. I actually had to like dump out a couple times and ended up having to lecture him about his garbage mouth.
Yeah, he
sounds right.
It was kind of weird to have to.
It was really funny. I mean, he got mad about something a caller said. Yeah, and he kept dropping F bombs on WFMU. And
that's hilarious.
I think we had to let him go, but I've seen him. Everything's fine.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. He's all good. He came to my last book release.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he gave me a pin of Toxy.
Nice. Dragon Con. What was Lloyd Kaufman doing at Dragon Con? That's Atlanta.
What is Dragon Con?
It's one of those conventions, one of those fan conventions, and it's like Comic Con or.
You know,
they have the New York Comic Con, and it's one of those, but it's in Atlanta.
You're going to have to go to every Comic Con for the rest of your life, Steve.
No, you don't have to. Those are optional, but
I'd say you get to go to every Comic Con.
I've done a few of them. They're pretty fun. I've done some panels and stuff.
You're about to do a lot more, I suspect.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite like the smell of Comic-Con on like day 3.
Yeah.
Just the funk in the air.
Yeah.
It's permanent.
The crotch sweat.
It's, yeah.
Here's a question from Dan Wally. How much improvising was used on Peacemaker?
Almost none.
Really?
Yeah, most of what you see is James. The most improv you'll see in an episode of Peacemaker is there's one episode where I framed John Cena's father for murder, and he finds out and he's like confronts me and he's like, why did you do it? And I'm like, I couldn't think of anybody else to frame. And he starts listing in the script, James had wrote, you could have framed anybody. You could have framed Ariana Grande or Drake. And that was it. It was just those two names. And then James said, just keep going, keep saying names. And so there's a cut of it you can see on YouTube where Cena's just for like, listing names for like five, ten minutes. They put it at the end of one of the episodes, but I think that's not even all of what he improvised. I think we shot that for like 20 minutes of him just spouting out names.
Yeah, I think you and Cena together, like such, like those are like my favorite comedic moments of the show. Like you guys just played off each other so well.
He's fun. He's He's amazing. He's an amazing dude. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that. He's a really funny guy.
Yeah.
He was great in
Trainwreck.
Wait, is he in Trainwreck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't seen Trainwreck yet.
Well, there you go.
We'll edit it out that I haven't
okay,
seen.
Okay, we'll edit that out.
In Vacation Friends, he's hilarious.
Blockers? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, is it called? No. What isn't it called? I'm extremely jet lagged. What's the Vacation Friends?
Oh, one yeah, called? Yeah. That's a newer one. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
You got to see it.
All right, I'll rent it.
Wait, you're giving me shit for not seeing Trainwreck and you haven't seen Vacation Friends?
Yeah, but that's a New York movie, man. You're Mr. New York.
I know, but I'm not in Trainwreck. So therefore, I didn't see it. I took umbrage with the fact that everyone else is in that movie.
All right. I'm not in
Vacation Friends. I was busy shooting Boy Band. Then
I yeah, that's right. Over in Dayton.
We're in the hit movie Boy Band together. Steve and I.
Yeah.
If anyone hasn't seen it yet. Oh, there this is Where's a good that question. Available? Boy Band is available everywhere.
I don't know. What's Amazon? My dream casting gig? I honestly want to be in a war movie. You see those movies like Saving Private Ryan or Thin Red Line where it's just a casting call to all the actors in LA.
Yeah.
And I always see that and I'm like, God damn it. I want to be in that or like Band of Brothers or something. And
like you show up for one scene.
I'm getting old. I'd have to play like an old colonel now. I couldn't be like a grunt.
Out in the field.
Like the oldest recruit. I'm like the oldest guy. That would be a funny movie. I'm the oldest guy drafted. They have the date wrong on my birth certificate. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing at boot camp? It's like, I don't know. And they're like, well, you might as well stay.
That's the elevator pitch for the movie right there.
Yeah. Let's get on it.
Sold.
Let's get on
it. I'd watch the shit out of that movie. I use my Amazon bra credit to stream Boy Band. What's an Amazon bra credit besides the name of our new band?
They bought a bra and got credit, got stars or points, and they use those points to steam Boy Band. To stream Boy Band.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a specific, like you could opt in for a bra credit on Amazon. Like I could Dave, buy some
part of your Prime credit. Membership.
Oh my God, Dave.
Again, I'm very jet lagged. I'm sleep deprived, jet lagged.
It's all right.
I won't remember any of this.
It's okay. So what time is it in, where were you? Nairobi?
In Nairobi. It's 4:30 in the morning.
How long were you there? Were you there long enough to adjust to the time change?
No. I was there about almost 6 days.
Yeah.
And I got through about 4 days, like where things were going pretty well, and then I kind of hit a wall pretty hard. Like, but mind you, I was also like going out drinking with young hockey players every night.
Mm.
So
you're playing street hockey though, right? Not like
They're an ice hockey team, but the rink was closed, so they've been playing roller hockey.
Right.
And so I played roller hockey with them. When Dave went to Nairobi, I learned Dave can't jump high. That was it. I can too jump high.
What's your vertical, Dave?
You mean get high and jump or actually have? And what kind of height?
Both. Amazing.
Are you talking?
I posted a video. They have the Maasai warriors. Or the Maasai tribe is...
I'm pulling it up here so we can watch.
And they were jumping really high. And I had just eaten lunch. And
the fuck, Dave?
You got no spring.
It's just like not ready for it.
You had rocks in your pockets.
Yeah, I was very sore. But these guys are hanging out, and they, you know, obviously you want to get your picture taken with them.
Obviously.
But then I don't know. There's like six or seven of them, and you know, I thought it would be like $5 or something, and so I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, what do I owe you?" They're like $50 for that. What you saw
for jumping?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I was like, "But I think so they were just trying to, you know, trying to see what they could get out of me."
Did they get?
So I gave him $20. Oh,
that's not bad.
Well, they're like, there's a lot of us, and I was like, maybe I could, maybe I'll come back after lunch with more money. And they're like, okay, so we can come with you to lunch then, and make sure you do that.
No.
And I was like, this
oh,
is
boy.
A... Anyway, nice fellows, but
well,
got the sweet video.
At least you got. At least you got to jump.
Yeah, I got the sweet. I'm just burnt. I'm a mess. I'm falling
you
apart.
You do look pretty burnt.
I'm very. I got the burn. I think
can
that was
the day.
Can
you press on your forehead with your finger and then take it off and let us see the white spot? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Right there.
Press really hard. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that that's a serious burn? Yeah, is that how you judge a burn?
No,
at least you didn't wear a hat. You don't have that weird hemisphere line across the top of your forehead. No, you played that smart.
I can't wear hats. Not like baseball hats.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of a giant skull. Steve.
Yeah.
What are you doing next out there in LA?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I'm doing something with Justin Roiland, the Rick and Morty co-creator.
Oh, nice.
Give us an exclusive. We'll edit it out.
I can't. I honestly am not 100% sure what it is either. I'm going in to start tomorrow, though.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
And we're doing some rocking together.
I hope so, man. Yeah.
We are well. Yeah, this might be a spoiler.
I don't think
with,
it's a spoiler.
With Puddles.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you guys are both.
I thought. Well, we can't give away too much details.
Weren't you guys going to do something at Sketchfest together?
Yeah, but then Sketchfest got postponed.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Omicron.
Damn it.
The latest craze.
Yeah.
I thought Puddle's friend Mike Geyer was maybe gonna check in with us tonight.
Oh, I would love to see Mike.
I don't know.
I love Mike.
He might be out there lurking somewhere.
Well,
we'll see.
He's not texted me.
No.
He has my number.
I don't know. He might just be lurking in the shadows.
He does that.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, can I ask how much time you guys spent filming the intro for Peacemaker? Because I don't know if Dave has seen it, but it's like the greatest
intro to
anything ever.
Yeah, we... so when I got up to Vancouver and got the scripts, script number one, I read the cold open and then immediately noticed that it said... You know, cut to opening dance credits, and I was like, "What in this, you know, superhero comic book movie?" And he's like, "Yeah," and I was like, "Okay." It was the one thing I dreaded doing most during the filming because I had like no rhythm and very uncoordinated, and we shot it in one afternoon. We had one full day of rehearsals the day before we shot it, and then leading up to that, they broke us up into groups of like two or three, and we had maybe three rehearsals for like an hour you know, when we had downtime. So not a lot, not a ton of rehearsal.
Yeah, it's just so great. And
can you pull it up, Chris?
Oh yeah, you can probably pull it up.
Yeah. Do you want to just watch it real quick?
Yeah, let's watch the fuck out of it. Right. With commentary. We probably will have to
we'll cut it out of the podcast.
Can we legally do this?
Legally.
I don't need another.
It's on YouTube. James posted a link to the dance number, so it's...
Oh, let's do it then. Fuck it.
Wait, there's no sound.
I hear it.
I can hear it.
We can hear it.
I couldn't hear it, sorry.
You've already seen it twice, so.
Now, does John Cena, does he work out, like, constantly whenever you're not shooting?
I think he does, like, a daily workout in the mornings, yeah.
He's got a regimen.
You got to maintain that shit. I mean, I would know.
Yeah, he's
there. You are
strict about it.
And I know the actor who played Vigilante was recast at some point during the production. Was he?
Yeah.
Is this the original guy dancing, or is this?
I don't remember. We did so many reshoots that I don't. And they have very similar body types, so I don't remember.
That was a good move. You just broke off right there in front of the door, kind of like a hand spin. Nice.
I love this guy so much. And did you get to work with Robert Patrick at all?
Oh yeah, yeah, great dude. Love Robert Patrick. Terminator 2, baby.
You know, he's the brother of Richard Patrick from Filter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was also in Nine Inch Nails for a brief period of time, I think.
Yeah. That's some hot Cleveland trivia for you.
I didn't know that until very recently.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You can't be from Cleveland and not know that.
Are they from Cleveland?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think Bay Village suburb. I could be wrong.
That someone's asking a question about this photo of Nirvana behind me. That photo was taken by my friend Chris Cafaro. He took a lot of very famous photos in the 90s of various bands. This photo is in Chris's bathroom in his apartment in Hollywood. He still lives in this apartment.
Oh, that's his.
Nirvana went to his apartment in the 90s to do a photo shoot. A lot of photos in the alley behind it. They did this photo in his in Chris's bathroom.
Not to keep bringing up the jet lag, but I misheard it that the first time you said that, then I jumped to the idea that you were actually doing this episode right now from Chris's bathroom. And I was like, why? That seems so strange, Steve. Why would you be doing that?
And why does he have posters in his bathroom?
Speaking of Nirvana, have you... Oh, Dave Grohl on Hot Ones. I haven't seen that.
Oh, I saw it. It's one of the newer ones. I would love to go on that show.
I was going to say, you should be on that show.
I don't know, man. That's like A-lister shit.
Season 2.
Maybe season
2. Peacemaker. Yeah, they do. They do get it is pretty A-lister, isn't it?
Yeah, they had like a bunch. Like Idris did it. Margot Robbie did it. Like... They get like legit guests on that show to burn the shit out of their mouths and stomachs.
I want to go on it. I think I would do really well.
I would do horribly on it.
You're not good with spicy food?
Thanks, little Miss Martian. No, I'm horrible. Horrible with spicy.
I would do well, and then I would probably just shit my pants before the last 2 minutes of the show.
Ooh, yeah, I'd chug some like Pepto and some probiotics before I went in, and
that's smart.
Hope for the best, I think.
I shouldn't get into this, but I will. I had a situation in Nairobi.
Of course you did.
Right. I ate a bunch of spicy food.
It's like the Chicago Silver Pants.
It almost became a situation like that. I was walking back. I walked to this market, like 2 miles from my hotel. And at the market, I ate this spicy chicken. And then I was walking along and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I just started like, I had another mile to go. And I was like, I just got to hold it together for a mile. And then I was like, no, I can't. Mile. And then they have these bathrooms, the public bathroom, you know, like, and you pay, I forget, like 10 shillings, which is like 10 cents. And I only had a $10 bill. I'm like, can you give me change for this? They're like, no. So then I had a normal dollar, and I was a U.S. dollar. And I was like, can I just give you this? Like, okay. And you go in, and it's sort of, have you ever seen like in China, they have the toilets that are
hole in the ground.
Yeah, basically it's like, like it's porcelain or whatever, but it's like you like kind of like just squat over it. They have that, but then there's like a 50-gallon drum, and you have to take the water in with you to like flush, to like throw the water down.
A lot of work.
God damn it, dude.
It was a scene. I shouldn't even be talking about
this. No, you shouldn't.
Well,
it's disgusting. I mean, nothing I've said is. I'll leave out the disgusting part.
Sure.
What are the Chicago Silver Pants?
When I was in Cobra Verde, like 20 years ago, we were playing in Chicago. We were on tour opening for Matthew Sweet, and I had bought these silver pants from the International Mail catalog because we were kind of going for a 70s glam type vibe. And we got gyros. It was the 5 band members, this other guy, and then this girl that was hanging out with one of the guys. So 7 people, 7 gyros. We go to this place. We walk back to the van. And as I'm waiting for one of the guys to unlock the van, I sharted, I guess, basically, about 3 in the morning on the street in Chicago. And I just screamed at the top of my lungs. I was like, oh my God. And everyone was like, what? And like, I knew these guys, and I was like, if I had told them what happened, they would still be making fun of me.
Relentless.
Today,
yeah. Totally.
Oh, they didn't figure it out. Like,
no. See, this is what just strengthened my faith, I guess. Is so we go in the van, and then Chaz, who is driving, keyboard player, was like, hey, can we just eat these here rather than, so I don't have to start driving right away? So I'm like, fuck, no, I gotta sit here for like another 10-15 minutes while everyone's eating. So I'm just like, there's no way I can hide it for that long. I'm covered in shit. And then 7 people, and then so everyone's sitting on the benches. I set everyone opens their gyros up. So the scent of of 7 gyros fills the van, overpowers the scent of my shitty pants.
That's clutch.
But then, everyone's like, Dave, I put my gyro on the bench and I was kneeling in front of it. And I was like, I just have to pretend like nothing's wrong. So I sat, they're like, why aren't you sitting on the bench? I'm like, oh, I just kind of want to use the bench as a table. And then so I ate, just pretended to be eating the gyro for like as long as it took to get back to the hotel. And as soon as we got to the hotel, I just ran in as fast as I could ahead of everybody. No one ever found out.
Dan Harmon years ago had this really funny idea. He mentioned it on his podcast, but he had this idea that he was sure would solve all the world's problems. Based on the fact that, you know, when you die, a lot of times you shit your pants. He said, what if when you die, instead of shitting your pants, you could choose somebody else's pants to shit? So clearly you die, and then your last dying thought going into your head is, Dave Hill once said something really shitty to me once. I'm going to shit his pants. And so wherever you are, Nairobi, Chicago, all of a sudden your pants are just filled with shit. He's like, that would solve all the world's problems. You would not be shitty to anybody. You would be so nice to people because you wouldn't want to just be standing at the bank one day and all of a sudden your pants are full of shit because you shortchanged some motherfucker at a club once.
Yeah, and then you would, if it did happen, you would be like, you'd be like, oh my God, we lost Steve.
Yeah. You murder someone. You murder someone and immediately your pants are filled with shit. Like, murder would stop.
It is a great solution.
Yeah, we should see if we can get that to be a thing.
We should get on that.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, here's a quote. What DC character would Steve like to see Diebeard interact with the most?
I mean, I don't know how it would happen because he died in the Suicide Squad, but Polka Dot Man. I loved Polka Dot Man. Dave Dastmalchian, who plays Polka Dot Man, is one of my best friends, and I think it would have been, if not my best friend, and it would be fun to get to do some more stuff with him, but since that's not a possibility, really, I would say, like, I'd love to interact with Batman, but we've brought in some really random DC characters. We've mentioned them in our show, making them canon, like
Batmite.
I think I would love to see Batmite on our show. And Batmite's like a 2 foot tall, like Uber stalker of Batman. I would love to do Batman.
Yeah, I love James Gunn and just Batmite. Dug deep and references so many DC characters between Suicide Squad and Peacemaker. I love it.
James is a diehard comic book nerd. He knows them all.
Now, how's that work? Could any DC character like wander in somehow?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like about our show. Is our show is more like an office comedy, dramedy. You know, it's like our show takes place in a small town. You know, you see our characters eating in a restaurant, drinking in a bar. You never see like Batman just eating dinner at Olive Garden or something. And like, so and there's no like meta humans in our show. You know, there's butterflies, but like it's, you know, it's just like some strong, crazy guys. But our show takes place in a world where Superman exists and, you know, Wonder Woman exists. So, yeah, and any one of those characters can literally wander into our show.
And Peacemaker is the first DC connected show, right? You know, outside of like
Shows like The Flash, like the WB shows.
Right, but they don't share continuity with the movies.
I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure how it works, but yeah, as far as our show is like the first that comes from the movie universe. Mm-hmm. Are you okay, Dave?
Hey, Frank. I was just reading. I'm going to shit my pants again. It's my new thing.
It's cool. It's cool, baby.
It's also my old thing, to be clear.
Let's make it cool again.
Oh, it's always been cool. No, I was reading. V. Frankie writes, I thought it was a question, but it's a statement. I love the Stripes poster behind Steve. It's a strong poster.
Love Stripes.
So did you finally get a home now?
Yeah, I've had this place since like September or October. I'm renting a place, yeah, renting a house.
Where can you tell us exactly where it is?
No. You mean the address? It's in LA though.
We need the exact address.
Even if we were just texting privately, I wouldn't give you my fucking address.
It's fair. It's fair.
It's not fair. I know where you live.
I know. This is true.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm more prone to shit my pants.
Do you ever play your guitar in your show?
Yeah, sometimes.
He usually does.
But it's, I find when I start doing it, actually I should, I just to show you.
I used to, in answer to this V. Frank Key, I used to be 6'7". It sounds weird saying, but when I was in high school, I was like a legit 6'7". But I think I have that thing where, you know, you see old people and they're just kind of shrunken down. And I think it's from years of just standing and walking, and your spine kind of compresses a little. So I think I'm really like 6'6", 6'6 and a half maybe.
That, I hate to admit it, but that's happened to me. I was 6 foot, and then I went to the doctor for the first time in years recently. Mm-hmm. To get these shots, but then they had me do, you know, everything, and then they, you know, did height and weight. They're like, okay, you're 5'11", and I was like, no, I don't. Let's do it again. Let me stand up straight, and they're like, yep, no, 5'11", and then so I was like, wait, no, I've been 6 foot for like years now. They're like, yeah, well, you're getting older. You're probably 5'11 now. So I got home and I was like, I'm sure these fuckers, I'm going to measure myself at home. And I like stood up like, 5'11.
That's a hit to the psyche.
It's messing with my head a little bit.
Yeah, like the discs and stuff in your spine and your, you know, the ligaments in your knees and stuff. It all gets compressed, man. You shrink.
Sucks.
That's gravity, dude. Move to Mars, bitch.
My dingus, though, went straight. I got the extra inch on my dingus.
Oh, that's where it goes. There you cool.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, so it all evens out. It all evens out.
Okay.
When did you find out that you're shorter? Same thing?
Yeah, I think it was a doctor's appointment like a couple of years ago. I was like, oh, that's weird. And they're like, yeah, no, that pretty much happens to everybody.
Did you, and I guess you don't have to, they wanted to test me. I forget, Des and Chris, if I talked about this already, but they insisted on testing me for STDs.
Yeah, you talked about this, yeah.
Oh, okay.
To go to Africa. Yeah.
No, because I hadn't seen a doctor in like 15 years or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
And they were like, well, we should test you, like, just so we have everything. So they
put a swab up your wiener?
No, it certainly wasn't for a lack of effort.
Asking, yeah.
I begged. I'm like, come on, I'm paying you. But, no, they tested me.
Take requests.
And then I go back, and they have the resident comes in. He's like, so, yeah, we ran all the tests on you, and so remember we tested you for Hep C, Hep B, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes.
And you're like, yeah, let's get this rolling.
HIV. He like dragged it out for so long, and then he's like, and I'm just getting hot, like, I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. And then he's like, yeah, so you're negative on it, all that stuff.
I've suffered from vertigo for most of my adult life. And there was one period around 2009 when it was really bad. And so I went to an ENT and he was doing some tests and he just stopped right in the middle of doing the test. He's like, I want you to go see a cardiologist. I was like, oh my God, why? He's like, just to rule anything out. And I go, this is a Friday. I go, okay, so I make an appointment for like next week. And he's like, no, I want you to go see one right now. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And so I go to this guy that he recommended that was just down the block. And I go into this cardiologist's office and they do every fucking test on my heart, blood and all this stuff. And they're like, okay, go wait in the examining room. We'll come in when we've got all the results. And then the doctor comes in, like after like half an hour of me just sitting in there, he comes in and he opens the door and he just puts his head in and he's like, I want to talk to you in my office. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's where you go for bad news. Like if I was fine, he would have just looked in and gone, you're fine. But I go in and I'm sitting across from his desk and I'm sweating and like my hands are shaking. And he's like looking at the charts and he just goes, yeah, you're fine. I was like, just so you know that you shouldn't do it this way. You should look in and just go, ah, you're great. Get out of here. He's like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Okay.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I had a doctor. I went to get my my junk checked out. That was probably the last time I'd seen a doctor. And
what do you mean your junk? Your front junk or your back junk?
My front junk. You know how you get it in your head, like if you think for a second something might be wrong.
Yes, that's. I'm gonna have that doctor shit himself when I die. Hey, Stuart's in here. Stu's in here. You know Stu.
Stu, who's that?
Stuart on tour. Mike's friend.
Oh, Stu's in here.
Yeah. Hi, Stu.
There's Stuart. Hey, Stu. Wait, so is Mike in here somewhere?
I don't know. Mike is, or Stu, is Mike around, you know? We're just talking to Stu in chat.
I'm talking directly to Stu. I was just talking about Stu today. All good things, of course. No, wait, I was saying that. Oh, yeah, I was getting my junk checked out just because you don't want to, you know, ignore everything.
Like
your
balls or your wiener? Like,
I was getting my balls checked out because, you know, like they say, once you have it in your idea that something might be wrong with your balls, it's all you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I have to get them checked out.
I hate balls.
Does that? I think everyone goes through that.
They're such a hassle.
At some point,
they are. They're fucking hanging.
It's a rite of passage.
Fucking sticking to the side of your leg.
Fucking the worst. You gotta get out of LA. It's too hot.
Yeah.
And anyone, I'm surprised more people don't get taken out in the nuts, because it's so you could take out just any random person, who has nuts. It doesn't happen as often as you think. But I was getting my nuts checked, and as the guy's like looking at my thing, he's like, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, you know, I do comedy. He's like, oh, like what?
Said that.
I know. And then I was like, I perform and write and stuff, and I don't know. And he's like, you know what you should do? You should do a write a show about this place. I got stories. And like I'm standing there with my balls out, like my pants are at my ankles, and he's just like, "This place, seriously, we should talk, because this place, this is a show."
God damn it! Oh God, some people.
My balls are fine though. In conclusion, we are we're out of time.
Can't believe it. It really went by fast.
That sounds like sarcasm, Steve.
Steve, when someone asks what you do for a living, what's the fake go-to job? I don't know. I'll say actor. I don't mind saying actor because, yeah, I mean, if comedian's the one you don't want to say because it's always like, tell me a joke, or, oh, you should, or if you say you're a writer, oh, you should write a show about this place, like with Dave, or a comedian. You should write some jokes about this place. If you say actor, it's fine. I was once in a weed dispensary back before weed was legal. You could only get weed through, like, you had to get a note from a doctor, and then you could go to just a few dispensaries. I was at this weed dispensary on Sunset Boulevard, and it was like literally a mom and pop. There were two old people, a man and woman, that ran it, and I was in there, and oh shit, what's the actor's name? He was in Prisoners. Oh, what the hell is it? Come on. Come on, chat room. Hustle and Flow. He was in Iron Man. He was the original roadie in Iron Man.
Oh,
Terrence Howard. So I'm in there, and Terrence Howard is in there, and he's standing in front of me, and the old man is like, "You look really familiar." And Terrence Howard is just trying not to engage, and he's like,
mm-hmm.
"Yeah, you look really familiar," and he's just not saying anything. He's like, "I swear I've seen you somewhere before." And he goes, "What do you do for a living?" And he goes, "I'm a biochemist." You're like, "Oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay." And then he left, and I go, "That guy was an actor." What's happening?
That's excellent. Well, Steve.
Well, Dave.
We're going to ride off into the podcasting sunset.
That's all right. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Anytime, Mr. Hill.
Thank you for everyone watching the live cast format. Thanks for everyone listening to the futuristic podcasting format. If you would like to support this incredible program, go to MaximumFun.org/join. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Chris Kurzbeck. Thank you, Des. And thank you again, Steve Agee.
Thanks, dudes. And thanks for everyone watching and chatting.
Yes.
All very kind.
And good night, Stu.
And good night, Stu. Good to see your name pop up.
Yeah. Oh, someone's going to go watch Boy Band.
Oh.
There you go.
Good night. Are we out yet?
Sorry.
I'm going to start thinking swears.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.